You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday marked the inauguration of newly elected President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Trump's election marks the second non-consecutive term for any U.S. president, with him winning both the popular vote and electoral college, contrasting his previous election victory in 2016. However, despite running on a campaign promise of ending all wars, Trump frequently made promises to annex a number of territories in North and South America, namely Greenland and the Panama Canal, as well as making comments about turning Canada into America's 51st state. I spoke to an associate professor in cultures, languages, and linguistics at the University of Auckland, Chris Ogden, to discuss the validity of these claims, why Trump was making them, and what military expansion during his presidency could hypothetically look like.
Can you give us a rundown on Trump's claims of annexing Greenland, Canada, and the Panama Canal?
Well, I mean, their claims, their aspirations, I guess they're within the realm of possibility, but I think it's extremely unlikely that they can be achieved. Panama, I think you could possibly annex the canal if you invaded Panama and put troops there. You could possibly try to buy Greenland or try to buy Canada, but the idea that anybody would do that in modern geopolitics is completely farcical, I think.
What strategic or economic benefits would the United States or Trump administration have to gain from annexing these territories?
So I think the Panama Canal is the clearest one, because you could control shipping and you could control the tariffs or the access that other countries have upon that shipping lane. You could definitely have a massive economic impact upon all states that are putting any kind of goods through it. So that's a clear source of control. Geostrategically, Greenland would be useful in terms of its position in between Canada and Europe as a kind of stop-off point for troops and other kind of logistical forces, particularly maybe as a barrier towards Russia. And then with Canada, I'm not really sure what the geostrategic usage would really be. Seems more to try to claim that North America is solely America.
Trump's claims to the Panama Canal are based on the U.S. construction of the canal in the early 20th century. Does this validate Trump's claims and America's supposed right to retake the canal?
I guess in one sense they could do, but the other sense would be that the control of the Panama Canal has been handed over, and I think the rights were sold or negotiated over to another entity. I think what it really shows is that Trump thinks everything's up for grabs, also thinks that anything is possible. I would also suggest it's a kind of a diversion as well. It makes us think a lot about these things and maybe less about all the executive orders that he's been signing off today, and I'm sure he'll do a lot more in the coming weeks and months.
Right. So does America have any actual legal rights to retake the Panama Canal?
I don't think it has any legal rights whatsoever. It could take it by military force. Whether that is a legal right is completely ambiguous in terms of declaring war, taking territory off others. In most cases, unless it was sanctioned after agreements and negotiations with the United Nations, only then could it possibly be considered anywhere near illegal, near legal rather. But without that, I think it's completely not possible.
On the topic of military force, what would a conflict scenario look like in the Panama Canal if the United States was to exercise its military potential there?
Well, I mean, there are precedents for the U.S. engaging militarily with a whole host of countries in Central America. There was an invasion of Grenada, for example. There have been other invasions or alliances, as it were, with kind of domestic security or army forces. Again, I think this is where it starts to look even more farcical, the idea that America would explicitly send in troops, explicitly invade all of Panama in order to control the canal. And I think there would be a lot of international opposition, maybe a lot of international boycotting, and a sense maybe of greater cohesion against anyone who's against that invasion.
Could the United States also face resistance from neighboring Latin American countries as well?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, again, the thing here is, I think, if the United States was really going to try and act in this way, then everybody would be on guard against the United States, and I think all other countries, they would try to find mechanisms and ways to avoid that happening to them, and they would be extremely skeptical of dealing with America. So I think trust in America and American diplomacy would completely plummet and disappear.
Similarly to the Panama Canal, Trump hasn't yet ruled out the use of military force to annex Greenland. What implications would this carry, given that Greenland is administered under Denmark, who are also members of NATO?
Well, I mean, the implicit thing, which we can make explicit, is that these are invasions of other sovereign territories without permission, without any right to do so. And again, it would put everybody on guard, thinking that it's possible for the United States to invade anywhere and declare war on any of these territories. I think one important thing to remember is that in the speech today, and Trump said this many times, that actually he's against war. So many observers think that the likelihood of a war with Iran, for example, is extremely low. In the previous regime, he's very keen to avoid conflict with others. So really, I think the best way to see these things is some kind of either some kind of distraction or some kind of negotiation process, kind of, well, I'll start with war, but actually I'll be willing to do something else, or ultimately I'll be willing to have some kind of sharing agreement in some capacity.
And lastly, in spite of Trump's comments about turning Canada into the country's 51st state, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau extended his formal congratulations to Donald Trump for his inauguration. Is it possible that Trump's claims are merely boisterous grandstanding and not really to be taken seriously?
Yeah, I think absolutely they shouldn't be taken seriously. I think the other side of it is, though, is we should remember that the United States is extremely powerful, and that realistically, most other countries want to try and preserve some kind of fruitful relationship. So I think even though these kind of aspirations are completely outlandish, in many ways, other leaders will, in a way, kind of allow them to take place, or they'll still allow there to be good diplomatic relations because they know deep down there are things to be won by having deeper and better cooperation with the United States.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.